Well, our next two guests know their way around a microphone and a camera, so this is right at home for them. They are representing the Rock Hill School District. As you know, every Tuesday we check in with one of the four public school districts in York County. This week we're learning more about what's going on in the Rock Hill School District. We have Laura Bree Monday joining us and Trey Maggio. And good morning to you both.
Good morning to you. Welcome. Lucas.
Never heard of you two at all. Ever. Welcome.
I love it. A reunion.
Oh, that's right. I will tell a funny story real quick about Trey. When I first started working at CN2, and that's where we all started, I thought his name was Trey DiMaggio. Mm-hmm. And I said it on the air as Trey DiMaggio, and everyone stopped. It was like, it's Trey Maggio. And I'm like, it is? And Trey was like, I think I would know my name. It's Trey Maggio.
Either way, it sounds like a great baseball name.
It does. Yes. That's right. Did you play baseball?
No, just not really. I did T-ball, so
that counted.
Does that count? Yeah. Okay.
Short career.
Yes.
Maggio on the back of your jersey.
Yes.
And as long as you went undefeated and you got the championship, you went out on a.
I did have the Joe DiMaggio jersey, and I think that's what threw you off. I had it on the back of my chair.
That's what it is. You're throwing him a bone.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit about your partnership. You're both new to the Rock Hill School District, coming from the television world. Mm-hmm. How has that experience helped you all, or are already helping you in your role now, to get the information out to families in the Rock Hill School District?
Yeah, I think it's nice because it's been an easier transition than even I anticipated. You know that there's certain spaces that you're comfortable in, but years and years of experience sort of outside looking in and now being on the inside has really been fun to utilize those skills. I think storytelling is still our favorite at our core, just like when we were all together. Just even graduations we'll get to in a second. I mean, just being able to tell those stories with Trey has been really fun.
Absolutely.
Well, we had a chance to speak to some of the class of 2025 from the Rock Hill School District. We spoke with the first students who were part of the dual language immersion cohort, mm-hmm. which means their entire time in the Rock Hill School District, half of their day was taught in one language and the other half taught in English, which is a fantastic program. Beyond them, what else were some of the big stories of the class of 2025 from the Rock Hill School District?
Yeah, that is a good story. Each school is so unique, and that's what's so special. And I think for a couple of the schools, we knew some great stories. We had a set of triplets. We found, you know, those kind of yummy stories. And then you just kind of walk down the line and you realize all of them really have these incredible gifts. And the beautiful thing about graduation is everybody's on the same page. That day, everyone graduates. Yeah. You did it. Well done. Good job, parents, the whole thing. But we really enjoy capturing those different moments. And yesterday we pushed out a video on Rock Hill Schools. Wednesday we're going to push out Northwestern. And then Friday we'll push out another story
from South Point.
About South Point. And so it's just really been special to be able to, you know, get to know these kids and their teachers. And I think the emotional component that you see teachers cheering in the crowds and principals that are so excited, it's just a family. Mm-hmm. These schools really are families.
They're either happy to see them that they got to this point or happy they never have to see them again, right?
We'll go with both, I'm sure.
Whole emotion is what you're sharing with us.
Yep.
With the individual schools, I know during the ceremonies, they talk about like scholarship dollars and everything along those lines. What does some of that look like from the class of 2025 across all three high schools or just individually as well?
Yeah, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I know I sent them to Tyler, so hopefully you guys have broadcast that in the past. But, you know, some of our schools are upwards of like $17 million. I mean, it's remarkable the amount of money that these kids are collecting and what that really means. You know, we've always talked about how dollars, or if you say numbers, they don't really mean as much. But like, these are kids' futures. These are changing the livelihoods of families. You know, for kids who are first generation who get to go on a full ride and come out without debt, that's phenomenal. What a gift.
And a lot of classes now, they're getting dual enrollment. So they're getting not only their high school credits, they're getting their college credits. And in some cases, they're graduating from college before they graduate from high school. They're getting their associate's degree.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
the amount of ropes that I did not have weighing me down. I had to ask them, what? Explain to me, what is all of this?
I think there's more options these days.
Yeah. We'll go with that, Ashley. Yeah.
There's just more options, right?
We did share during the graduation season. I said, we were just a graduate.
We were proud to be there.
I might have had like an athlete cord, but
they were clanking. For the first time, Trey, we were able to capture the salutatorian and valedictorian of each high school, and we got them to go to Fountain Park and take pictures, so the six of them together, and Trey captured beautiful pictures. Now I'll tell you, at 10 a.m. that morning, we were still missing three. So they only found out the day before at one school that they were the valedictorian and salutatorian. So it's not like we actually knew before they did. We couldn't call to say like, hey, guess what? You're going to find out. So we had to wait.
And you have to give a speech.
Like, yeah, day before. That's true. That's true. So it was a couple days before graduation because we didn't graduate till the Tuesday after. So they had a holiday weekend to work on their speech at least. But yeah, I mean, so we were able to get this great picture of them jumping in front of the fountain. And again, just how different they each are and yet how the same.
And Trey, the clips that we see on social media, that's all through your vision of coordinating with that, which again is part of your strong suit. You were at CN2, worked at WCNC. So this is part of your wheelhouse is storytelling through the lens.
Absolutely. It's just something we take pride in. We love storytelling, good stories, positive impact, and the what it can do for the community is great.
And he jumped from us and not only was at CNC, but also heavily into marketing at CNC, which was kind of neat growth, you know, and all of that. So he brings that and then we have news together and it's been good.
You should feel right at home here. This is Steelers country in this building.
I love it. I love
it. The Miller family love the Pittsburgh Steelers and Trey loves the Pittsburgh Steelers. You were wrapped in a terrible towel when you were a kid, right?
When I came home from the hospital, they brought me home in a terrible towel.
And
I still have it to this
day. We had a story come through and I said, Trey, this is all you. And he went out.
Cordero Patterson came over to our drive for a little field day. Yeah. It was a great time.
Did you fanboy out?
I did. It's so nice to meet you, sir.
Great. We got great alumni out there, that's for sure.
Yep, that's right.
We're speaking with Laura Bree Monday and Trey Maggio. They're with the Rock Hill School District. When one school year comes to a close, you're already starting to prepare for the next school year. With that, some changes happening. And one of our very own within the Rock Hill School District is now representing not only the Rock Hill School District, but also the city of Rock Hill.
Yeah, the Dean of Student Leadership, Carlo Dawson. She's the new Poet Laureate, an incredible lady. You walk into schools that she's in and kids are just lighting up around her. So we feel really honored to be able to celebrate one of our own.
Yeah, we're excited. I actually saw her over the weekend and said, we got to get you in. And so actually she's going to be on the show on Monday. So make sure that you listen to her and she's going to bring a poem. And we've had the opportunity to work with her. She is actually, or this past year, she was at Sullivan Middle School, where our kids both attend, and she truly is phenomenal. And I know she's going to do great things over at Northwestern.
Yeah, Trey was at her induction event, that Rock Hill put on. And she, anyone who can, I know we speak for a living, but there are some people who really have, I'd call it a little bit more of a gift of language. 100%. And she was up there speaking and Trey said he was in the back. Like,
I was enjoying it. It was really good. Yeah. Like, her inspirational song that she sung was just like, it touched you.
She and her daughter wrote a book together.
Yeah, they were on not too long ago.
So Carlo wrote the book with her daughter, but her daughter did all the illustrations.
That's awesome.
It's pretty amazing.
That's special.
And then what does the summer hold for the Rock Hill School District? Kind of what happens through the months of June and July? Because teachers, you'll head back to the classroom at the end of July.
It's so fast.
And students in August.
It's fast. But obviously this summer for us looks a little different maybe than a typical because we have a new superintendent coming in. So that's really exciting for the district. So we're looking forward to getting Dr. Deborah Elder here. July 1 will be her first day. And while I'm talking about her, let me also say Dr. Jones, who's been our interim superintendent, has been incredible. So that will be hopefully a really seamless transition. He's happy to sort of stick around as needed, help a little bit. I know they've already been in communication, but we look forward to getting her on. So for us, there's preparing for that. And I don't know that it's really come out too much. It was at our meet and greet, but just to share with folks, if they're not familiar, because Dr. Elder obviously is coming from out of town, she has significant ties to the Tri-County. And I'm not sure that's really been talked about yet. And I'll let her really delve in when she gets here. But I believe her grandfather was from Chester County. Mm. And so you guys could be related, Lucas.
I'm from Chester County. And I'm sure surprisingly.
And so there were several, siblings, and some of them settled here. So her grandfather ends up maybe leaving out west, but she has cousins who live here in Rock Hill, and she's come back for the last 20 or so summers with her family and really has enjoyed the area and always thought this would be a great place to live. Mm-hmm. So I'll look forward to her kind of delving into that a little bit more, but she definitely has Tri-County and then, Rock Hill ties. So she's more familiar than people may realize.
You know, if you think about it, look, in our community, we've got three new superintendents starting, and then just yesterday, Clinton College's 14th president was kind of introduced to the faculty and staff. So we've got a whole new change of leadership, and they all need each other to be successful, which will be fantastic. And then you're getting ready for your big pep rally. Is that still happening? This learning to rock.
All of it. Okay. All of it. Yeah. So that's part of the preparations this summer. And again, we've seen it from the outside. We've emceed or been at these different events. Hopefully you'll still say yes to different things. But you've got new teachers that are coming. So we want to celebrate them. We've got obviously everybody coming back, like you said, in July. Yeah. So it'll be really fun to get everyone together and just sort of introduce them to Dr. Elder. And that's really going to be part of the big kickoff this year.
Perfect. Well, we can't wait to have Dr. Elder and the other two new superintendents, as well as the new president at Clinton College, all here on Palmetto Morning so we can have more time with them. Well, it's great catching up with both of you. We will see your handiwork all over social media. And of course, as always, you can follow the Rock Hill School District online. If you have questions, certainly reach out to them at the district office.